fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Friday, the 13th day of October. The prepper tip today, listen carefully. Get ready for World War III. Get ready for World War III. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Marie Lasser. Marie is the elected coroner of Texas County, Missouri, the largest county in the state of Missouri. Almost as large as the state of Rhode Island, by the way. Huge place. Beautiful place. She has 3 books for sale at Amazon.com. And we'll be talking about the events today. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning, John.
Good to have you with us, as always. Since we talked last Friday, things have changed dramatically in the world, haven't they?
Yes, they have. And as I said a couple weeks ago, I'm on the Selective Service Deferment Board, and it's really ramped up.
Tell us.
Remember me saying that?
What's new? It's going to affect all our families.
The draft is going to come. There's no other reason to have a selective service board unless you have a draft, right?
Let's give us some history.
They're desperately trying to fill the unfilled slots on the boards, which are local boards, making us redo all the training that we've had, so we'll be ready to go. But I'm telling you, a draft is coming.
And they will be drafting women as well as men, won't they?
Yes, and we've talked a lot about conscription, and I'm an old ICU nurse, but, you know, I've worked in Army hospitals and Panama and stuff, and you know, they want the young people first, but if they don't have enough young people with qualifications, they'll take old people like us. They really will if they need them.
Well, there was incidents in Vietnam where about half the men were either drafted or went in voluntarily under the threat of draft, like myself. And you take a man who's, say he's 24 years old, he's graduated from college, he's been 2 years into his career, he has a baby and a wife, and under threat of going to federal prison for 5 years. He's forced to do something he doesn't want to do, and he's trained, and he's given machine guns and hand grenades. What could possibly go wrong with that?
Well, what I do know is after World War One, and my great aunt was a huge pacifist, and she was also editor of the Manitoba Free Press, but she spent like six months in jail for her pacifist views. But after World War One, when the U.S. vowed we would never, ever get involved in another foreign war, they have to do something really dramatic to make the American people really mad and upset that they're willing to even entertain the subject of a war. And, of course, this is a very inflammatory war. You know, I know you disagree with me. I don't think we need to fight any war outside the United States. That's my personal view, and I know a lot of people don't agree. But yeah, this war is getting everyone spun up, and they'll probably have, I'm sure they'll have people volunteering, like after 9/11, you know, volunteering, think they're doing the right thing, but they're going to have to draft a lot of people as well.
So under current circumstances, since the protocols have changed for what women may or may not do, there will, as opposed to every previous war, that's something somewhat changed with Afghanistan and Iraq, but every previous war up until Iraq and Afghanistan, the military did their best to protect women from combat. Now we will have women in combat, won't we?
Oh, 100%. It's not gonna make any difference in this kind of let's call it gender blending in the past year. You know, there's definitely been help to try to blur the lines between male and female. So
I know my liberal friends my liberal friends will say to me, Marie, John, you value a woman's life above a man's, and I say, well, yes, my job is to protect the women, not to see a woman in a foxhole next to me. What's the most recent update from the draft board? They're trying to solicit to get members of the empty spots filled up in these draft boards.
Yes, that's correct. That's their one initiative, and the other initiative is have everyone that's already qualified and been on there to redo the training. And a lot of the training is actually judging sincerity and people's reasons for not wanting to serve active duty. So that's a lot of what it's about. But it's about 14 hours of training, lots of videos, that sort of thing.
Well, that would be the category of conscientious objector. Was that accurate?
Yes. Well, that's part of it. There's other reasons, like you said, like a physician not wanting to interrupt his practice, and you know how severe are their consequences if they are drafted. It's multi-faceted. They came at me three ways to get me on a board, and this was back probably, I think, 2016. And I wasn't interested because I've got a lot of other stuff, but I have found it's been helpful in my job, all the training on judging sincerity of people when I'm ruling manner of death. So, but I just thought, well, this is odd. We went from meeting maybe once a year to then once a month, and now every 2 weeks in this huge scramble. They had like an open house in, I believe it was in Jeff City or Lake of the Ozarks. I didn't go, but it was basically wanting you to come to this fabulous open house and bring some people you thought would be willing to serve on the board. So
that's
a huge upscale.
Were the boards inactive for some period of time or not? I don't know.
Well, they've always been active as far as
existing.
Just being on the rolls and updating your contact information and meeting once a year. But we haven't had to actually meet because we haven't had any potential deferment cases to evaluate.
And when did the uptick, when did the more active meetings begin? That's the question.
It began slowly about a year ago, and then really in the last 6 months, it's really escalated.
Okay. We got a caller on hold here, Marie. We got Lynn in Missouri. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, John and Marie. Thank you. Actually, when you said everybody was going to, you know, volunteer like after 9/11, well, of course, this is Israel's 9/11. I mean, they all jumped, and of course they jumped. It would not have pushed every Israeli's buttons. Of course they reacted. I actually heard somebody, and it was a commentator or something yesterday, say that Israeli children are basically indoctrinated. I mean, we all know about the Holocaust. If that's what you hear a lot about, and then supposedly Hamas reaches a gate and attacks all of these kibbutzes, and there are just all these hundreds of people killed and massacred, and the lie of babies' heads cut off. At least, you know, that came out not true, but President Biden had no trouble telling the world. I guess he took it back. You know, but once it's out there, it's out there. But Tuesday, the State Department press briefing with Matt Miller, who's the spokesperson, he didn't prepare this at all when the reporter said Egypt notified Israel directly that they had picked up intelligence, gave them all the details of the attack that Hamas had planned. They just didn't know the time. I put something together yesterday morning when I was thinking about this. Remember all those demonstrations? Now, if you don't listen to Frank Gaffney, you said only 7 people protesting. No, there are thousands of people protesting for months now in Israel about the changes in the Supreme Court that you know, Netanyahu and far-right government want to do to just pretty much gut it. And so it has no power because, you know, Israel doesn't have a constitution. The only check they have is the Supreme Court. Netanyahu's up to his eyeballs in bribery charges or whatever, corruption, you know, and that's with Milchen. Read James Bamford's book, Spy Fail, you know, because got to give Mrs. Netanyahu all those cases, Don Perignon. And, you know, okay, and his, you know, God knows how much money in scars and everything else, but the reservists in Israel joined the protesters, and they said if they were called up, they wouldn't go. Not until this was stopped, and they were given assurance that there would be no changes in the Supreme Court. Now, remember, they'd already done the one change. They got it passed, and that's when the reservists joined, I believe. Well, what would have gotten the reservists just to go? Of course, because this is as bad as anything since the Holocaust. But the thing is, who did this attack? People in hoods? Do you know that all the equipment at that gate, all the electronic equipment had been disabled? Oh, Hamas must have done it electronically, you know. And then it took Israeli police, military, anybody, hours to get there to help the people that were being killed, injured, kidnapped. I mean, and now they're just flattening blocks, city blocks of innocent people in Gaza. The people in Gaza are not Hamas. Israel left them 16 years ago and left them with Hamas. Okay, so it's not their fault. You know, I mean, you can't blame the people that live in that little spit of land, over 2 million of them, the size of Detroit. And this is insane. I mean, but Israel has a right to defend its country. Yeah, okay, I'll give them that. This isn't defending your country when you're taking revenge on innocent citizens and you cut off their electricity. You want to talk about babies dying? If those incubators don't have electricity, what's going to happen to those babies? And when that question was posed to former Prime Minister Bennett, I'm sure you can find it because I'm not online, but I heard the audio of it, and he went off and said, what should he care that you know, if their babies didn't have any power for their incubators? I mean,
okay.
This is wrong, and we shouldn't be supporting it, and we should all be calling Capitol Hill and appealing however we can, because this is wrong. These are innocent people that are they're using white phosphorus against them on top of that.
Okay, well, thank you for
calling. Thank you for giving me so much time, and I love Marie. Thank you for having her on.
Okay.
Well, Lynn, I agree with that, much of what you said. I do know Biden gave $6 billion to Iran that funds Hamas. So our country's funding this damn thing. $75 million for the Palestinians hours before the attack. And, of course, the people in Maui, they're like, well, what about us? I really need to talk very quickly about election integrity. We've got a few initiatives going on in our county of 25,000. One of them is the election integrity, and I'm on the board for that. And obviously, we do paper ballots, but they go into machines. So we are literally, and when we do have recounts, they're always off. They're not off enough to change an election, but they're not accurate. So that what we're trying now to do is get completely rid of the voter machines, the one that, you know, you put your paper in, it tabulates the vote, you vote, a vote, a vote. And I've been an election supervisor, so we take those paper ballots and deliver them, but they're not counted. They're locked up and sealed, and they go by the numbers on that machine. And we've been able to prove, if they get rid of the machines, because it costs to have them, how much money it will save the county. And also, I'm not sure what date it is. It's coming up in the next week. It's like a demo at the Capitol on how to hand count ballots. And it's very easy. And, you know, we believe in hand counted paper ballots. But what I did bring up at the meeting is, I don't think the problem so much is the machines. We know the machines are fraudulent and change votes and all that. But the big problem, of course, is the mail-in ballots. Mail-in ballots are only enabled if you declared a pandemic, which they are doing their best, trying to say all these people have COVID. I'm doing my best until I run out of money to do the whole blood SARS-CoV nucleopeptide antigen test to prove that people don't have COVID, but I'm one county, and it's you know, I'm fighting an avalanche, but you know, I'm Irish. I just keep on fighting until I die, I guess. So that's been a real issue that we're looking at in our county. The other one is, if you live in Missouri, Senate Bill 901, which is tax relief to senior citizens, and basically it freezes your residential property tax where it is now. You pay your regular tax this year, but, and you know, your taxes going forward, your tax has been frozen at this level. Of course, our commissioners are opposing that, those wonderful people. But in the bill, in Senate Bill 901, right in the language, it says this bill has to be approved by your commissioners, or the citizens can get a petition and get, you know, X number of signatures and get it on the April ballot to vote. I don't know how many bills I've seen that have a pre-printed remedy right in the bill. So I actually worked, well, actually it was someone with Jay Ashcroft's office, and perfected our petition. And we already have half the votes we need, and it's not even due till January 3rd.
All right. Way to go. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Here's here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Fix bayonets. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, what are you waiting for? Arthritis pain slowing you down, you can't do the things you want to do? Go for a walk in the park, ride a bicycle, play golf, go hunting, fishing, go dancing with your honey. What are you waiting for? Get yourself an Energy Cleaner. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on Energy Cleaner. Details on your Energy Cleaner, your mattress pad, are at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Marie Lasseter. Her 3 books are for sale at Amazon. A point of clarification here, Marie. My belief about U.S. involvement in war is the following. We've had 2 wars since the Revolutionary War that were authentic wars we needed to be in. We had no choice. That was the War of 1812 and the Korean War. The War of 1812, we were clearly attacked by England. The Korean War, we had treaty obligations to defend Korea. So moving on from there, the bombing of Fort Sumter was not authorized by the Confederate States of America. The officer who did that without authority, starting the Civil War, which didn't need to happen. The Spanish-American War was based on the belief that Spanish commandos had sunk the battleship Maine, when in fact the battleship Maine sunk itself with the boiler blowing up. The Lusitania was sunk by German submarines after the German embassy ran ads in the New York Times, "Don't book passage on this boat. It will have legitimate weapons of war on it to make it a legitimate target. Do not book passage." Americans booked passage anyway. As it approached the Irish coast, it dropped behind the convoy where it was safe and was sunk, getting us into World War I, which we had no business being into. World War II, well, President Roosevelt knew well in advance. He had warning by the Prime Minister of England, who gave him a warning.
Yes, that was first draft, 2 years before World War II. They knew 2 years in advance.
Right. Well, he had advance warning of the attack on Pearl Harbor, and he let it happen anyway, and made sure that the antique ships were in Pearl Harbor and the modern warships were out at sea safely. Already covered Korea. We had treaty obligations there. And, of course, Vietnam, North Vietnamese gunboats attacked U.S. naval ships in the ocean there, which, of course, they did not, which was the reason for the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution, which authorized U.S. troops to be actively fighting in that war. Iraq, Saddam Hussein did not have weapons of war. In fact, President Bush, at a black tie dinner, made fun of the non-existent weapons of war that were the reason for the act of Congress authorizing President Bush to engage in that war. Afghanistan, there were about two busloads of Saudi Arabian terrorists hiding somewhere in Afghanistan. And we went to war with an entire country because we couldn't find 100 Saudi Arabian terrorists hiding out in Afghanistan. Doesn't make much sense to me. So anyway, that's my opinion of the United States being involved in war, just for clarification there, Marie. You ready for our next caller?
Sure.
Okay. We have John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello. First of all, I'd like to make a correction about U.S. entry to World War One. That wasn't it. That I would say that the Lusitania was indeed a false flag incident tried to manipulate us into World War One.
It wasn't a false flag. It was a genuine attack by the German Navy.
I know it was. Well, I mean, it was a setup.
Okay. Well, I just said it was a setup.
Okay, anyway.
As it approached the Irish coast, it dropped back from the convoy.
Here's the difference. It did not immediately get us into World War One. What immediately got us in was the German unrestricted submarine warfare that went into effect against the British for their blockade, illegal blockade and seizure of civilian cargoes, like foodstuffs. And in retaliation, February of 1917, they started unrestricted submarine warfare around the British Isles. And I think there were some American ships that got sunk there. I actually did get sunk in that situation. And that's what finally brought us into World War One, I think, wasn't it?
Well, the American public believes it was the Lusitania being sunk. There were massive news articles nationwide about the Lusitania being sunk. That was the public discourse that got us into World War One.
Yeah.
John, thank you for your call. We need to move on. Thank you for your call, John. We have a break. We'll get back to our discussion after the break.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Gentlemen, my website is thelibertyman.com. We add to my website several days a week, and there's a lot you can learn there to educate yourself, inform yourself, make yourself happy, make yourself sad, make yourself angry. Everything's there to help you understand the world we live in at thelibertyman.com. Our guest is Marie Lester, the elected coroner of Texas County, Missouri. Her three books for sale at Amazon.com. Marie, I know you have a list of topics in front of you. What's next on your list, my dear?
Well, I want to talk real quickly about Mary Lou Retton. Everybody knows she's going to die.
Is it that bad? I know she's sick. Is it that bad?
Well, they're saying she's got, quote, a rare form of pneumonia, which would probably be the pneumocystis carinii due to the, you know, the HIV protein that they put in the injection. That's my guess. When she dies, I will call her coroner and get a copy of her death certificate. We do that. There aren't that many coroners out there, and we're like turtles. We wander around independently, and every now and then we run into another coroner, and we're really glad to see that other turtle. So, I mean, I have no problem getting death certificates. I did go online. What I do with these people that are suspicious, just for my own thing, I go to their Facebook page. I look for where they posted they got the COVID shot with Mary Lou Retton. Everything after 2018 was deleted off her page. She has two. Yeah, it was all zip stop. Of course, now there's some condolences, but that whole period from basically 2019 to 2023 was gone. So she has two daughters. One's named McKenna Kelly, and the other is Shayla Schrepper. Their Facebook pages are the same, kind of stripped of the pertinent info. But I do a lot of open source intelligence, and one of my tools, it's I believe it's before.com, and you can go back, even if someone's closed their Facebook page, and look at what they were posting back. I think going back like 3 years. So, you know, it doesn't make a bit of difference, but I'm curious that, and I think the family should come out and say, well, they got the COVID shot and died, but they're not, and they're running their GoFundMes and that sort of thing. But, you know, I grew up worshiping Mary Lou Retton. She was amazing, you know, I saw her get her gold. So, yeah, but you, all you have to do is look at your computer once a day and you'll see like five famous people that died suddenly. So I did want to talk about that. And also, regarding the polymers that are in the vaccine.
Yes.
And I would really like to get in touch with Matthew Reif and see if he could do something with to try to break down the polymers that I have, a.k.a. clots. And
I can text you his phone number when we're done. So.
That'll be great. And also the doctor that's been calling in that's been doing his own sampling with whole blood. And when it settles, I believe he said there's that gel on top. And I'd like to get more information from him on that. And I think the whole thing, I love Dr. Malone. I love Dr. McCullough. But they're strictly sticking with spike protein, myocarditis, and turbo cancers. And I think it's so much more than that. I really believe the hydrogel is one of the key suspects in this.
Well, we covered this last hour with Dr. Huff, but I read recently Dr. Huff confirmed that he thinks it's accurate also, that every person who's had the COVID vaccination has a detectable heart issue. It doesn't necessarily affect their normal day or have any pain associated with it. But the modern diagnostics, like they give these airline files, can detect any heart condition, apparently. And apparently it's ubiquitous. Everybody who's had the COVID vaccination has a detectable heart issue. Are you aware of that?
Oh, yes. I'm fully aware of that.
Okay.
But I won't see the dead people, so I'm like a little biased, maybe. Also, but I want to say they're doing microscopies now on the vaccines and like Moderna and even insulin, and they're finding the neogel in those. That's being confirmed all over. And one of our listeners sent me several peer-reviewed research studies verifying that they are putting the hydrogel in insulin. And if you wanted to depopulate, you'd probably want to get rid of the diabetics pretty near to the top. Personally, I don't think they want all of us to die because they're going to, I think it's a culling. I think they're culling. And like, if you have cows or horses, you cull and you keep the best because someone's going to have to do their work. Artificial intelligence can't do everything. So I'm really running with the polymers. And I talked about this at election integrity, how we have to keep these COVID numbers down so they can't justify mail-in ballots. And a couple people that are not vaccinated. They're concerned about shedding, but I don't think it's shedding so much as they're ingesting polymers many ways. I think from chemtrails, we know they're putting it in our food, and our vegetables. The only thing safe really is what you grow your own. I'm having two hogs, built a hog pen this week, and I'm getting two hogs. I'm so excited.
All right.
So that's my thought on that. And also, it's Dr. Gina Agima, and she's from Romania. And I did some slides of the the COVID swab that showed a lot of material and junk in there. And I'll put that on my Proton Mail page, marielassiter@protonmail.com. Lassiter is L-A-S-A-T-E-R. I haven't released these before. I'm also going to release the photos of the polymer AK clots that I got, what they look like before and after I kind of cleaned them off. Anyway, she has identified under the microscope in the injection material microchips. You can see them plainly. And micro
really?
Boxes,
microchips,
box.
Microchips in the vaccinations.
Yes. And I'll send you the, she's calling them micro dots, quantum dots, in microchip development in the vaccine that she's analyzing. And, of course, there's another scientist doing, she's a doctor scientist, so she's looking at whole blood in children. And these are children that haven't been vaccinated. She's finding hydrogel in their blood. So even if we don't take the vaccine, they're going to try to get us one way or the other. That's what I think.
Well,
so I'm trying to get as much done as I can while I'm still on the earth.
This is called genocide, I believe, isn't it?
It's absolutely genocide.
Well, they do want. My belief is that they want to kill us all. They being the powers of being, the Chinese. The speech from the Chinese defense minister, the top Chinese general, which is meant for the top Chinese officers, not even the Chinese military or the people. He states they want to colonize America. It will become new China with no Americans being alive anymore. And unless something changes, I see we're headed that direction like a freight train downhill out of control, aren't we?
Yes, but, you know, we are, but we can't give up. We've actually, as a society, we've been able to push their whole agenda back. Remember, it was Agenda 21 forever.
Right.
Well, they didn't hit that deadline, did they? So now it's Agenda 30. And we have so much, strength. When I've been going around with the Senate Bill 901, no one had even heard of it. It hugely affects senior citizens. And the right news isn't getting out there. Only shows like yours are actually getting out the real news. And fortunately, more and more people are switching over to alternative news just to find out what the heck's happening. It's never the story that I guarantee it's never the story they put on MSNBC or CNN. It'll be the opposite of that.
No, not at all. Not at all. What's next on your list, my dear?
They're talking about with the October 4th concern and something being released, which was Marburg virus.
Right.
And it would be in one of your old probably Green Beret manuals and medical. If you're exposed to Marburg, you take one dose of fenbendazole, which used to be up until 2019, you could get fenbendazole. Now it's not on the market, and they actually have taken that entry out of the Armed Forces medical manual.
Really?
Yes. So fenbendazole, and it used to be if you were exposed to Marburg, you took a dose of this, and it's a single dose of 2,000 milligrams. So if you're worried about Marburg, I would find some way to get fenbendazole.
And spell that for us, please.
I've gone to the black market to get a couple of things that I own. You can get there.
Spell fenbendazole for us, if you would, please.
FENBENDAZOLE.
Got it.
And for some reason, a lot of stuff happened in 2019. They literally withdrew the medication in 2019. So, but as we know, and I hope everybody knows, God gave us all the things we need to be healthy right here on our planet. So we need to remember that. Oh, and fast food. I don't know if you saw this result on fast food, like Moms for Pure food or something went to 10 different restaurants and sampled their meat. And let's see, out of the 10, the only two that didn't have animal antibiotics and animal contraceptives were Chipotle and Subway.
All right.
Now, McDonald's, Starbucks, Chick-fil-A, Burger King, Taco Bell, Dunkin' Donuts, and Domino's all had animal antibiotics and the contraceptives. The antibiotics they had was Monensin and Nerinin were the two animal antibiotics. And, you know, I have pigs. I'll have to vaccinate them at some point, but it'll be way, 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 way before I ever take them for slaughter. And then also the contraceptive they found, it's called I'll just spell it, NICARBAZIN.
Okay.
Nicarbazin.
Okay, and now, if a human being consumes meat with this contraceptive in it, does it have any contraceptive effect on a human being?
That remains to be seen, John.
Really?
Yes. Okay. I do want to say animals need warmers. They need anti-parasites. I don't give any contraception to my animals. I want them to reproduce as much as possible. And when I feed my chickens or whatever I feed, I add in diatomaceous earth, which is wonderful for chickens. It kills the worms and actually increases their egg production by up to 40%. And that's proven in peer-reviewed literature. And I also... everyone on my place gets ivermectin. Horse, dogs, chickens, my husband. I mean, everybody gets ivermectin around here at least every 2 weeks, just a small dose.
Right. Right. And us people and animals both, right?
Yes. Yeah. And that's one thing I love Dr. Malone for when he was fighting back against them saying, you know, y'all, you aren't horses. Don't take, you know, horse medicine. But Dr. Malone so clearly said ivermectin, it's a molecule, and a molecule is a molecule. A molecule doesn't care what it's in. It's just going to be that molecule. So it doesn't care if you're a horse, a dog, a pig, or whatever. And I'm living proof because I've been taking ivermectin for about every 2 weeks since probably mid-2019. And
well,
no issues other than the fact I don't get bite bugs. Wasps won't. My pack room is full of wasps. I'm walking in and they're bouncing off me, but they cleared off. They do not like that ivermectin.
All right. all right. Let's move on from there. What's next on your list, my dear?
Oh, let's see. Well, like I said about mail-in ballots, I'm encouraged they've come out CDC with the vaccination rate. In our country, or they call it vaccine acceptance, is only 1.3%. Now, in a way, that's unfortunate because if no one's going to take the vaccine to get what they want to get into you, they'll find another way to get it into you. And chemtrails are, you know, perfectly recognized need, means of raining stuff down on you. I know Dane Wigington is huge on that, and I know they flew a plane through one, and they did find the usual barium, strontium, aluminum, but they did find like nanoparticles, biologic material droplets in there as well.
Well, not to worry, Marie, because Monsanto, which is now Bayer, has manufactured aluminum-resistant seeds to grow plants. Isn't that special?
I captured some rain from a recent rainfall, and I haven't taken it to be analyzed. Once it filtered out that rainwater, it looked like it was rusty red material. It almost looked like blood, and I did test it for blood, and it tested positive. However, I don't think it's blood in the rain. I think that was iron, and of course, the guaiac blood tests react to iron, so... there was a lot of iron in that rainfall, and I don't really
how can
get
it be? How can it be? It has to be iron in the atmosphere for the water to pick it up and make it and get it in the rain, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It absolutely came from the sky. I had a a bucket, just an empty bucket sitting out in kind of like the barnyard. Nothing had touched it. It rained really hard that day. And when I was noticing it, so my other receptacles, they had this red rim around them I'd never seen before. So I took a sample from that bucket, which looked like plain water until it sat on my counter for a day or so, and all the reddish sediment settled to the bottom. All I can confirm is that it was iron, because that's the only thing I have a test for. But I have, I do have a scientist that I'm working with out of state, and he's got lots of.
Hold on, we'll wrap up our discussion after the break. Okay.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back. And of course, that was Winston Churchill who gave a note to John Kennedy's father to hand carry to President Roosevelt, giving the date of the attack on Pearl Harbor, which was delivered to President Roosevelt. Marie, we've got about 2.5-3 minutes here to wrap up your thoughts for the week, my dear.
First of all, I just want to talk about the new Nobel Prize that was given, and it was for the drug pseudouridine. Now, we make uridine in our bodies because it's a natural process to regulate human gene cell expression. Well, of course, scientists have developed pseudo, which is fake uridine. It's used to add to the injection. And what it does, it suppresses the immune response to the synthetic mRNA. I think too many people were getting the shot, the first shot, and they're like, I feel like crap, my arm hurts, I'm not getting any more. Right. So adding this pseudouridine, your body's not going to be able to tell you something's wrong. But they got a Nobel Prize for it.
So something's still wrong, this just makes the symptoms go away.
It just kind of blocks the response to the synthetic mRNA, and it probably blocks responses to a lot of things. But out of all the people that are doing wonderful things, these two scientists, and I don't remember their names right now, you can look it up because they just got the Nobel Prize like 2 weeks ago. They're the ones that get the Nobel Prize.
Wow.
And I know we can't take any more callers. I do see a Ron from Missouri, and I think he might have been at our election integrity meeting last night.
Well, let's go ahead. Well, if he's still there, let's go ahead and take him.
Okay.
Hi.
Go ahead.
You were asking about you. I'm the retired physician that has information about that hydrogel.
Oh, excellent.
If you ever went to Substack, I have a Substack with all the photos and stuff there.
Excellent. You know, I will subscribe to your
free
Substack.
It's all free, no donation.
What's the address of your Substack, doctor?
It's Ronald, R-O-N-A-L-D, and then D, you know, D as in dog, Norris, like Chuck Norris, N-O-R-R-I-S. So ronalddnorris.substack.com, and it shows all the photos.
All right.
Thank you. I love the work you're doing, Dr. Norris. I just love it. Thank you, and thank you for sharing, and it's really important. So yeah, I'll definitely look at your Substack.
Thanks for the call, doctor. It's a great connection that's been made there. This is Talk Radio is Best, where we all learn from each other, isn't it, Marie?
Well, I know I've learned a lot from your show, John.
I know.
I've heard a lot of good comments.
Yeah, well, people like to learn and be educated. Less than 60 seconds to wrap up your thoughts, my dear.
Well, no matter what, don't let them put a needle in your arm, and that includes the flu shot. Even if you've gotten a flu shot for the last 20 years, do not take any other shot. There's no reason anybody should have to take a shot unless they're a diabetic, insulin-dependent diabetic, and they have to have insulin, or they have anaphylaxis and need epinephrine. Those are the only two times you should ever allow any
okay
to go into your arm.
Well said. Marie, thank you very much. We'll have you back next Friday. We appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks, John. Thanks, everybody.
Okay. That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaner, essential oils. Now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give your guns. Please have fun, safe, productive day and weekend. God bless my beautiful county at Crawford County, Missouri, the large, beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in, the even larger, beautiful state of Texas. The Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.